Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome back to the podcast, the Evil Dungeon Master Universe podcast. I am your host, the Evil Dungeon Master Vince, and today we're back with another podcast. Hopefully you're enjoying your week so far. It is Tuesday, another day scratched off on the whole week thing here, and we're getting closer to the weekend. Hopefully you have plans this weekend. I'll be heading out to actually go see the Crockett Cup for NWA Wrestling. So it's something that's pretty big in the wrestling world, and it's a small organization for the NWA, but the Crockett Cup is something big that's been around since the 80s. My wife and I are going to check that out, and hopefully we'll see some people there that I know. And if you're not, we'll catch it on TV. Maybe you'll see me on TV. I don't know. Anyway, today I actually got a message via Facebook. Facebook seems to be an explosion for people asking questions, as the page has close to, 3,200 followers now. I don't know, I really haven't been doing much for it, and people just keep following it every time I put a podcast up, so hey, why not? So this person's name is Jake, and he says, "Hey, Evil DM. I've been a listener of your podcast for a while now. I've got to say your podcasts are pretty cool. I like the way you break down different games or talk about different things and share your experiences in the games and give a little insight to how things work. Keep up the great work." So I've been looking into different RPGs lately, and I came across the Men in Black role-playing game by West End Games. It seems like a pretty cool and unique setting for a game. I'm curious if you have any experience with it. Have you ever run a campaign using the Men in Black RPG? I'd love to hear your thoughts or any cool stories you might have about this game. Looking forward to your response. Keep up the wonderful content. 5 stars, Jake. Yes, Jake. I do have the Men in Black RPG. I actually have the starter box set, and I think they made 2 books, maybe 3. I think it's 2. Actual books. I think it was a player book and then a director's book and then an aliens book. They're on my shelf. I have to pull them out. But the box set is a good, if you can get a hold of the box set, and I remember seeing the box set around for pretty cheap for a while, is a good place to start the game if you have it and easily get into the game. It shouldn't be a problem at all. If you're familiar with anything D6, Star Wars, Ghostbusters, anything, this game should be pretty easy for you to pick up. They're all the same. Wild die, roll D6, pool of dice, same thing. If you play D6 Fantasy, D6 Adventure, it's all the same. This is when West End Games was starting to, towards like the very end of their life, they were starting to pick up licenses or IPs, I should say, trying to nab that next big thing like they did with Star Wars and Ghostbusters that people would like. And a lot of the games were hit or miss. The Men in Black game, I don't know if it really sold well. I don't remember hearing a lot about it, but it was kind of when the movie was really popular and blew up, so they went for the license and decided to make an RPG game out of it. It's not a bad RPG game. If you really want to get into that whole government conspiracy and do in kind of like an X-Files Men in Black game, it's perfect for it. Especially if you were a really big fan of the movies, all 4 of them. I think there was 4 or 5 of them. It should be really easy for you to get into it. And there's a couple sites out there that you can look up and Google, because I found them over the years, and I don't have them offhand, and I apologize, but that have some extra material written up. The book and the game itself, the starter set, were written for the first movie. So you'd have to make up a lot of the stuff going forward for the second, third, and whatever movie you want to do, or just continue along with what things were in the first movie. It's real easy to pick up, real easy to play. It shouldn't really have much of an issue for you. I mean, it's a unique setting. It has tons of different aliens that you can just add in to the game and patrol around and make up stories about. This, again, it's a familiar system of D6 that you can easily pick up and play. Let's see here. Looking through some of the stuff that I have written down in my notes. It offers some freedom that you can actually just do whatever you want to do, create your own adventures and decide where you want your agents to go and how your agents to act. Let's see, it has some aspects of the community versus how the people perceive the Men in Black and how you can play that out. There's a lot of interesting stories that can go into the game, and it's not so much beyond the realm of that kids can't play with you as well. So I know a lot of parents are concerned about RPGs and how they affect their relationship with their children, and they don't want to expose children to certain things. Men in Black, I mean, I think the movies were PG, PG-13 mostly. So I don't see a problem with a kid, your child playing a game with you and you going after some wacky aliens or something like that and having them try to figure things out. It might be fun. I don't know. I mean, I never thought about it as a kid's point of view. But I will say this, that if you're a Dungeons and Dragons player and you're used to the hack and slash and run around dungeon type thing, you're not going to like this game because this game is a lot of investigation work. Sure, there'll be some scenes of talking and maybe there'll be some scenes of fighting, once you find an alien, they resist arrest. But generally think of the game as an episode of Law and Order, to be honest, or police procedure. Because you're going to be going to a place, you're going to investigate something, find some clues, follow the clues, find out who the alien is, do some research on the alien, figure out how you can contain the alien, and then you're going to fight the alien more than likely, unless they give up, because a lot of the aliens kind of gave up at some point. But I mean, there could be an overarching plot of an alien trying to take over the world, and sometimes that's what happens. So that could be a big battle in itself, but generally you're going to be used to a game that is investigation. So if you're not ready for that and you're a D&D player that likes to hack and slash, this probably isn't a game for you. Any game that you're going to be doing a lot of slashing and killing like Dungeons and Dragons and going inside dungeons and stuff like that, you jump over to this game, it's going to be too much of a difference for you. And every group is different. This is just based on my experience with playing the game with people that are used to hack and slash and don't like the talking role play stuff. So it could maybe your group will be fine with it. My group was not way back when we tried it. They were just not investigators. They were mostly brute force guys. So it really depends on your group. So if your group is into this style of gaming of investigation, yeah, go for it. Definitely play it. I like the game. I think it's a great game. I like the D6 system a lot. And while I'm reading various things and times, I always lean back to that D6 system and kind of be like, that's not bad. I don't know why we don't play that more often. And I don't know. I would really like to play a Men in Black game. Now that I'm looking at this again, it's like, ah, I want to play it. I want to play it. So you know how you get in that mood to play a game. All right, well, tell me what you think about the Men in Black game. Have you any experiences with it? I'd like to hear your comments. Head over to youtube.com/theevildm and check out the video for the audiogram here, or go over to Spotify. You can leave a voicemail there. Head over to Facebook, comment, leave a voicemail. Go to theevildm.com, comment on the post there. There are various ways to contact me and comment and ask questions. Looks like I have some more questions coming in from Facebook. A lot of people like to do it there. And I have some emails I have to get to, so I'm gonna head out. With that said, keep original, keep it old school. Good night, and God bless everybody.